Yeah. Stuff like that.
What about terms for white people that maybe blacks might use?
Wait a minute. Black, white. I couldn't think of nothing. I wouldn't know. I mean, I don't know.
You mentioned redneck a little while ago. Are there any others like that?
What would you say?
I mean,
I'm not going to say it, but right off, I could think of what I'd call them.
Uh-huh.
But other than what they would say like today, you know, whitey or something, you know, I wouldn't, other than saying whitey or redneck or something, but other than that, I couldn't think of
because
I wouldn't think of us being in that spot, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, uh-huh. I mean, I couldn't think of being in that spot.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Let me see. When you go to the dentist...
There's nothing wrong with us.
When you go to the dentist, you have the dentist look at your...
teeth.
Okay. And the flesh around your teeth is called your... Okay. And if you hold your hand like that, you've got two...
fists.
Okay.
I don't think I should do something like that.
The upper part of a man's body is his...
chest.
Okay, and then these are his...
shoulders.
And then these are his two...
hands.
And these are his...
thighs.
And the
whole thing.
Okay. And then at the bottom is your...
feet.
Okay. And the front part here is your... what?
Chin.
Okay. And then if somebody's been sick a while, and then he's been sick for a while, and now he's up and around, you might say, well, he's up and around, but he still looks a little bit...
peaked.
Still use that, peaked?
Let's see, still looks bad,
okay.
You know, let's see. Sometimes I think while I'm trying to say something that would, you know, be said, but...
yeah.
You know, what I normally do it,
I'm more interested in what you normally say. Yeah,
yeah, but sometimes
I
wonder if I was sitting in a conversation,
what
I really would say.
Yeah.
You know, because see, like, well, you might talk, all right, what I'm getting at is, like, we might talk about, well, I say one thing,
mm-hmm.
but we could talk about it, say, two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I might say things in it in a different way than
mm-hmm.
I would say. Like I might, one way I might say go get, the other one I might say fetch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends. And then another thing, the way I would talk to you, I might talk different to, say, Buck or Bill or
mm-hmm.
one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, when I talk to him, I might fall back into the kind of conversation that I would get along better with them on,
mm-hmm.
with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I just said on, but. Then I changed the width.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
But, I mean, that's what I'm getting at. See, some of this stuff is, you know, if I was talking with them, some stuff I would remember, but I might not remember, but then they say, you know, be talking about it and I would remember.
Right.
See, I mean, it's kind of harder to,
right.
to say.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Say you're asking, there's different ways of doing it. Like, the way I talk to you is going to be different than the way I talk to somebody else.
Right.
I talked to Mr. Huck. I talked to him because I know how to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't know what to say to him. I don't know what to just how to talk to him.
Yeah.
I'll say the words that would be better for him. Like right now, I might not think of some words to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
That, but if I was talking to him, the words would come natural to say it because I've already thought ahead
yeah,
of
right.
what I'm going to, you know, say and what I can say to him in such a way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, just using him. So
right.
the way you're
right.
doing it is, you know, okay. kind of different.
Right. Okay. Well, I know that